AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We have some real problems, and we do have a wounded country.
That's Donald Trump campaigning in Pittsburgh today, talking about the violence in Charlotte, North Carolina, following the shooting death of a man by police. Police Chief Kerr Putney says Keith Scott's family will get to see video of the shooting. The chief says he wasn't able to see on video whether Scott had pointed a gun directly at the officer who killed him.
What I can tell you, though, is when taken in the totality of all the other evidence, it supports what we've heard and the version of the truth that we gave about the circumstances that happened.
At the request of Scott's family, the chief's state prosecutor in Charlotte is asking the State Bureau of Investigation to look into the shooting. A black man has died near Baltimore days after fighting with five police officers who were called to his home because he was behaving strangely. Tawan Boyd's family says officers used excessive force. An autopsy is being conducted to determine the cause of death. The top officer at the Pentagon says Russia is responsible for the airstrike on an aid convoy in Syria. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says there's no doubt Russia's to blame for the strike that killed 20 civilians.
It was an unacceptable atrocity.
Dunford testifying before a Senate panel hours after Syrian President Bashar Assad told the AP that the American claim about the strike and everything else it says about Syria is not credible.
Whatever they say, it just lies.
At the same time, Assad blamed the U.S. for what he called an intentional attack on Syrian forces last week that killed several dozen. Washington says the strike was a mistake. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Most of Puerto Rico is without electricity. A fire broke out yesterday at a power plant, leaving the population of more than 3 million without service. It could be another 24 hours before the power is back on in Puerto Rico. Wall Street, the Dow is up 100 points. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration says it has won a major victory in a World Trade Organization dispute over subsidies to Boeing's main rival, Europe's Airbus.
5 years ago, the WTO found the European Union had given the Airbus consortium subsidized financing worth billions. After that, the EU said it complied with the ruling, but the U.S. disagreed and got the WTO to convene a compliance panel. That panel's now ruled in favor of the U.S., finding billions more in subsidies and tens of billions in lost exports for Boeing. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says the result's a sweeping victory for America and its workers, and the latest in an unbroken string of U.S. wins at the WTO. Mark Smith at the White House.
A passenger had to be removed from an American Airlines flight to Dallas after causing a disruption. It led to an unplanned stop in Lubbock, Texas. The airline says some passengers helped restrain the man. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.